Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
You know, we wrapped up our K9 Comfort Program at 9 o'clock this morning. We had one final incentive prize for everybody that gave us a gift to help the therapy dogs at Cincinnati Children's, and that was a pair of VIP VOA passes. And how appropriate that randomly selected was one of the wonderful people that work over at Cincinnati Children's. She is a nurse practitioner there, Erin Butt. Erin, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you guys so much. This is so exciting.
You won the tickets, girl. You are a VIP in the VOA.
My coworker's going to be so jealous.
Yeah, we're going to put you butts in the VIP.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Thank y'all so much.
No, thank you for donating and doing everything, you know, at Cincinnati Children's there. We had to call you a couple times to get you to pick up the phone.
I had to reject the call. I was in with a patient. I was like, who keeps calling me?
It's us.
It's old B105 trying to give me something awesome. Well, you're wonderful. We heard from so many people at Cincinnati Children's that donated as well, and you were selected to win the VOA VIPs.
That is so cool. It is an awesome, awesome program. I have personally experienced it firsthand as a provider. It has helped me in tough situations. So it is awesome. So thank y'all so much for doing this.
Well, thank you for, going over to B105.com and getting that donation in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys again.
Amazing. So we'll see you August 8th through the 11th there at VOA Park in Westchester. And it's nice to know there's going to be a nurse on hand when we're all just overwhelmed by the music and the fun to maybe check our pulse or something.
I'm off duty. I only do kids. So.
And Erin, as somebody who works at Cincinnati Children's, you're going to be really glad to know, as you've been, you know, impacted by these wonderful therapy dogs over there. We just got our grand total from B105 listeners for the K9 Comfort campaign for Cincinnati Children's, $58,015.
Oh my gosh. That is incredible. That is incredible.
It's just amazing. Our B105 listeners coming through like they always do, but even bigger this time.
That's awesome. That's so, so great. Thank you guys so much again for doing this program.
Well, we want to thank you and everybody that gave us a gift during this whole month of doing this, because it sounds like we've got enough money to keep that thing running for a while.
Love it.
Well, Erin, thank you again. And thanks to everybody that donated to our K9 Comfort campaign. $58,015. It's amazing.
Awesome.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
And this morning we have got Amber. She is a second grader at Goshen Elementary, but she is not on her way to school this morning. You're on your way to the doctor?
Yes.
Are you excited about going to the doctor?
No.
You'd rather be at school?
Yes.
Wow. That's a first. All right. Let's have your dad jokes.
Stop.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the bathtub. I'm drowning.
Dwayne the bathtub. All right. Woo! Amber, get yourself to the doctor and tell them that joke was just on B105, okay?
Okay.
They might give you an extra sucker at the end of the visit. Have a great day, sweetie.
You too.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? This morning we got Mandy in the courtroom. Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
Is that Mandy with an I or Mandy with a Y?
With a Y.
All right, just making sure.
Is that what we're arguing over here today, the correct spelling?
That's the biblical spelling of Mandy. And you got a problem with your boyfriend, Dave, and what in the world is going on here right now?
Well, so he was sick first, and so I got sick because he got sick. So it's been this whole, like, back and forth for the last month. It's pretty gross around here. So, but I've been sick, and I have this really bad cough. I'm not coughing now. I just took some medicine, but it might come up while we're talking. But it's bad. So I keep shutting the windows, but he keeps opening them because he wants a good airflow, he says. So we just keep going. We stopped arguing about it. Now we're just opening and closing windows aggressively. So I don't know. I'm freezing, like, especially at night. Like, I got to sleep, and I'm so cold. And so, yeah, but he's upset with all the coughing because he feels like I'm contributing to toxic air. It's kind of his fault, right?
You got to be kidding me.
He got you sick, and now you're sick, and now he's worried about the air in the house getting him sick again?
I guess, or just the vibe. I think it's more the vibe than anything else at this point.
He's trying to get the wind to blow the germs out.
I think so. My cough is really bad, though. I mean, I'm not. If I try to cough, like, I don't want to. It's nasty.
There's a bug going around. Yeah, everybody I talk to is either getting over something or they're starting to get something.
Do you guys have a spare bedroom?
No, we don't. There's nowhere to go. So it's but even so, like, it's just, and also we live. It's pretty drafty anyway. If I'm sick, I feel like I win, right? You got to take care of me. You got to shut the window.
Yeah, that's you got the upper hand there on what the house is like, I would think.
I don't know, but he's really mad about it.
I mean, couples fight over the thermostat, but you guys are fighting over the windows open, windows closed.
Yeah, yeah. He wants a good airflow right now.
And you guys aren't even arguing over it. You just, like, walk in a room, you close the window, you leave, you come back, and it's open again.
Well, because if we argue and I'll get all, like, agitated, then I'll start coughing again.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I get it. Well, can you open them during the day? Maybe, like, while you're at work, and then once you're home, close them?
Here's the other problem. We're both working from home right now.
Gosh, that's so painful.
Oh, jeez.
He needs to go to a Starbucks, or he just needs to get out of the house.
Yep.
That's, yeah, for sure.
That's what I think. Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I don't want to tell him to get out. But
yeah, go to a coffee shop.
Get out. Okay.
I think this is easy for me.
Okay, well, do you have a closing argument before the coughing fit takes over here, Mandy?
Just, you know, I didn't want to be sick, and now that I'm sick, because you got sick. He went out one night without me, and I think that's where he got sick. So that's that.
Well, who did he catch it from?
Oh.
One of his bros. It's all going
around. All right. Let's go to juror member number one, Statman.
There's no way to meet in the middle and just, like, crack the window? Does it have to be all open or all closed?
Closed at night while I'm sleeping. I'm freezing.
Yeah, I get it. We're still not into the summer period or late spring where you could leave the windows open at night. So the allergies are ridiculous. I see the pollen built up on my black car. So I get it. And we just got over that same gunk that I think you have. So I feel for you. Look, whatever makes you feel better while you're sick, do it. And if it's closing the window, well, close it. Lock it.
Okay.
She almost made it. Ashley.
I think we know where I'm falling on this. Your boyfriend should be taking care of you, especially when you're sick. I don't think it's appropriate for him to even have a say in this. He doesn't get to open the windows while you're dying. I'm on your team.
Real fast, I'll say you're right, and then I'm going to share a stupid story. I had the windows open one day in my house, okay, and it was super breezy, and I was like, this is awesome, until it was blowing all the dust bunnies from under my bed out into the floor, and I'm like, that's what my bed was like underneath.
Oh, man.
It was terrible. I was like, these things look like tumbleweeds coming out from under there. I got a vacuum under there or run a Swiffer or something. So, yeah, keep them closed, right? Come on. Hey, we're all on your team, but let's see if anybody out there agrees with Dave this morning, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. And now I feel like I got to go vacuum under the bed.
Yes.
Probably. Make him do it.
Because that breeze told me I wasn't living as clean as I thought I was. So good luck, Mandy, and we hope you feel better soon here.
All right. Thank you all very much.
And let's see, 749-B105 and through the B105 app, okay? Good luck.
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, The Big Dave Show. Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Mandy, who's got a problem with her boyfriend, Dave. She is sick right now. He was sick earlier. And they're going back and forth. He loves to open the windows. She's like, I'm getting cold. I'm sick. I don't want all that outside stuff coming in. Every time she shuts a window, he opens it back. We're like, come on, Dave. Take care of your girl Mandy there until she's better.
Yeah.
She's just trying not to cough on the airways of B105. So it was a clean sweep on our end. But Laura says she's actually on Team Dave. And why is that?
I'm just going to say it right now because one day she's going to hit menopausal and he's going to slam that window right in her face and say, deal with it. But that's not the real reason. She keeps saying she's cold. Bundle up, put some covers on. And if it's a fan issue, because I wouldn't want the germs in there. There's a lot of pollen out there. Yeah. Put a fan in the window, blow the crap out. They both be happy and then be done with it. Wow. The fan doesn't have to blow on her. Just blow all the crap out. But come one day, let me tell you, when she hits menopausal, I'm just going to warn her now. He's going to shut the window. And she is going to bitch about it.
Loretta's so, kind of agreeing with you on this. She says, you can only take so much off. I'm with him. Just add a blanket.
Yeah, it's all about being cold. That's all I heard. I'm cold. I'm freezing. Put another blanket on. Dave, give her the blanket.
Yeah, layer up. You can only take off so much before you're naked and you can't cool off anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. There you go. There you have it.
Brian says, throw him a hammock, tell him to enjoy the airflow outside, and lock him out.
Oh, wow.
Man. You could do that, too.
And Elizabeth says, definitely on her side with this one, but it's a dangerous game. He'll remember this when he catches that deadly man cold.
Oh, the man cold. Well, thank you for the call, Lauren.
You're welcome.
And WCBO's John Matarese is here. He always likes to weigh in on the news, right? Where are you at on this?
Oh, come on. Take care of her. You know, that's the whole thing. Your boyfriend, girlfriend, you might marry her. Take care of her. Close the windows. Help her out. She can't breathe. I know what it's like right now. I've had horrible pollen allergies the past two weeks.
Welcome to the party.
So I know what it's like. Take care of her.
All righty. John, you're going to be coming up around 8:15. Are we to understand that you almost got gotten?
I almost got scammed. I actually took out my credit card and I was about to give out my number. That's how bad it was.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Monday morning here on B105 means it's time to check in with our favorite consumer reporter from WCPO Channel 9. John Matarese is here. And John, you know, you've been doing this for years on B105. And the fact that you're vulnerable enough to admit this to our audience says volumes about you.
I almost got scammed last week to the point where I pulled out my credit card, my wallet, my credit card. I was ready to pay. You go, how did John Matarese, the consumer guy, fall for a scam? Okay, here's what happened. I got a text on my phone, and it said, Florida SunPass Services, you owe $12 for an unpaid toll. Pay it immediately, or you face a $50 fine. I'm like, oh, darn. I owe money.
And you take
out my wallet, got the credit card, clicked on it, opens up a page wanting all this information. I'm like, That's a lot of information. Let me Google it. Googled it. Got out. Scam. Yes, complete scam. Now, Ashley, great question. You say you just traveled. I was off 3 weeks ago. Do you know where I was?
Florida.
I was in Florida. I was driving around. Yeah. Orlando, Tampa, the beaches. That's Clearwater. Guess what I went under a few times? That Florida Sun Pass. If you've ever driven in Florida, it's like overhead and you drive under it and it reads your license plate. Yeah. So I knew I had been driving around Florida, hitting that Sun Pass toll booth. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're texting me about it.
How in the world did these scammers?
How'd they get my phone number?
Yeah. They didn't know you were there.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's the thing. They don't know you're there. Right now, they're hitting everybody up north. Because they figure if they hit everybody in the 513 area code, probably 25% of them have been to Florida lately.
They're just playing the odds.
Isn't
the odds
that
are
amazing?
We all been to Florida. I was just in Florida, too.
I'm going this week.
You're going. You were there. Yeah. I was there.
Now, Stat, you have a 513 area code on your cell phone.
I do.
Have you gotten one of these?
I have. Not. Yeah.
So
but we did go through the tolls. We always pay every time.
Yeah, but did they know I was in Florida? I don't know.
So
but
weird.
It was so slick because I had just been in Florida 2 weeks earlier. And I remember going under that toll saying, oh, yeah, we'll probably get something in the mail.
Now, another thing is we actually up in Illinois, like during a road rally, my brother and I in the F1 Shifty, we did miss a toll and they sent us the ticket.
Yeah.
And they send you your picture of you sitting in the driver's seat. Wait, hey, this is you. We got you. You got to pay this
F1 Shifty with the cigarette hanging out there.
There is no getting out of
that. I don't think that could be confused with any other vehicle in the world.
Not at all.
No, but,
all right.
But because I went through the legal process, I would have had red flags all over a text message.
But watch out for these toll booths. There's another version that says Easy Pass, which they use up in around Cleveland.
Yep. Okay, so watch out for those, too.
Be real careful.
Well, they almost got John.
Almost
so
got me.
You know it's slick.
They didn't. I stopped. And as I would say, don't waste your money.
All right, what are you working on tonight, brother?
Oh, make money selling gold. Gold prices all-time high this month. Wow, people are cashing in with the... Oh, Ashley, we're in a gold jewelry there? Let's go sell it. Make some money.
Let's go.
Do it. All right, thank you, John.
Podcast.
We do a lot of things about cats, you know, being found one place, or a dog leaving one place, being found thousands of miles away, or cats just, you know, finding their way back after years. This one takes the cake, okay? A Utah family has been reunited with their cat, Galena, after she was accidentally shipped to California inside an Amazon return box filled with shoes.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so here's the deal. Galena's owners, Carrie and Matt Clark, realized she was missing when they couldn't find her at home. And they knew that Galena had a fondness, like most cats do, for hiding in boxes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, she got in the box that they were going to send back to Amazon filled with shoes, and they didn't realize she was in there.
Oh, man. So that means they closed the box.
They closed the box and shipped it.
Right.
All right.
Big box.
After a week of searching, they got a call from Amazon in Riverside, California. Now, they were in Utah, 650 miles away. An Amazon employee named Brandy said, I discovered Galena in your return package, and we've been taking care of her until you can get
her back. She was
safe.
Good.
This cat went without food or water in that trip.
I know.
From Utah to California, but was unharmed, just good to go, still in the box.
Imagine that worker opening the box to check for returns.
Imagine the cat. Like, this ain't my living room.
Yes, really.
Who are you?
For the first couple of days, knowing cats, they probably liked it. Like, hey, cool, nobody's bothering me. But wait a second.
Let me out of here. Oh, I'm glad the cat was okay.
It was. They expressed their gratitude for Galena's survival and now return back to Utah, emphasizing the importance of microchips as well. And
yes.
I mean, come on.
Wait, what is
going on here?
Did they ship the cat back? Or
I hope they got her home in a better way than that.
But
to everybody involved, and Galena, thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
You might be selected for the exclusive membership like Abigail Tatum. We call her Abby from Cincinnati. She's our new member today. Hi, Abby.
Hey.
How are you this morning, girl?
I'm good. Very happy.
Oh, we're happy to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Abby.
I love to paint, and I love to listen to your all's station every day because it helps calm me down when I'm feeling stressed.
Oh, so you jam into B105 when you're painting. So what kind of things do you paint?
a lot of things. I made like animals and I do a lot of animal paintings.
Like, what's your favorite animal to paint?
I do a lot, like a different type, like a lot of animals in one painting. Like, I'll do some in hot air balloons and
it's a lot. You got a hot air balloon up in the sky there. What animal are we going to see in it?
Giraffe, a cow, or I don't got anything.
That's funny. That's I love that. And do you sell these paintings, Abby?
Yeah.
Wow, I love that.
I got one for you guys, too.
Oh, you painted one for us?
A B-105 painting.
All right. Well, when you come on down and pick up your B-105 Country Club jersey, you could drop off that painting. You had an interesting interaction with Ashley, huh?
Yes. So I guess this is how it started. I just sent her a friend request, and then I told her about, I guess, my mom's situation, and then she helped me out and got me and my mom both tickets to the, I'll say TSO because I don't know how to pronounce it, but
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah, back in December.
Yeah, and she really appreciated that. She actually started crying, and I never seen her that happy before because we've been going, we go through a lot every day, so, and financially and everything, so that actually helped a lot.
Glad we could help you.
Sure. Well, I tell you what, Abby, we're ready to get you into the country club. The only thing left to do is play the next song on B-105 for YOU. And what's it going to be?
Any song by Morgan Wallen.
I'm not familiar with that one. Any song.
He probably has one named that.
Yeah, no wonder you and Ashley get along so well. So wait, we got to get one. Are you going to let Ashley pick it or are you picking
it? No, she's got to pick it. There's Whiskey Glasses. Or what about Cowgirls, the one with Ernest?
The brand new one.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Oh!
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Well, Abby, welcome to the country club. We look forward to our painting of a giraffe and a hot air balloon because that's going to be awesome. And let's get the Morgan Wallen and Ernest on for you. Sound good?
Yes.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.